I've been in New York since 2003, so I don't make it down there until as often as I'd like to.
Do you have any experience with Tuscaloosa?
I went to the University of Alabama and got a theater degree. I came here last January and did my one-man show, Bubba. Tina brought me in and had me perform that.
Okay, so you have experience with Theater Tuscaloosa, so I'm just curious, what do you think of currently, as it is now, the Theater Tuscaloosa operation, and I guess specifically on this play that you've been working on for a while now?
I have to say I'm very impressed with the quality of production, like all of their production values here at Theater Tuscaloosa. They run it like a professional theater company. I've been blown away with the quality of set and the musicianship for all from the orchestra and the quality of talent that is here at Theater Tuscaloosa. It's very impressive.
I wonder what it's like for you personally to sort of take a step back as an actor and seemingly a giant leap forward as a director with so much more control of a production, especially one that's so close to you in Hairspray.
It has been a true pleasure to direct the show. I did the national tour as an actor, and I did the show in at Walnut Street. And when Tina asked me if I'd be interested, you know, I was kind of caught off guard. It's a big show. You know, Hairspray is a huge, huge show. But I was up for the challenge. I thought it would be a lot of fun to step on the other side of the table and to bring some knowledge that I have of the show and some great tricks of how to get the show up and looking really good. So it's been a blast for me to kind of go to the other side of the table with this particular show.
So what's it like to watch someone else take on a role in which you were so enveloped at one point? I'm curious, do you make it a point to focus less on that character to give others equal time, or does your experience sort of allow you to mold the character a little better than others?
I had a really great director when I was on tour. His name's Matt Len. And I talked to Matt about what to do and just if he had any tips. And one of the best things he said to me was that you cannot craft your personal performance onto another act. And so if you see one actor do something that's really funny or a really great little bit, it's really difficult to kind of remove that and put it on someone else. So what I really enjoy doing is being able to take a step back and to let Charles craft his own version of everything. I've given him I've kind of steered him in the right direction. You know, I've said to not, don't play up the fact that you're a man in drag. You're a mom. Just be a mom. So it's a lot of fun for me to watch Charles bring his own life to the part. And he's doing things completely differently than I did. And yet it all works because it comes from Charles.
Well, you've said that you try to pick shows that excite you and challenge you as a director, and that Hairspray does both for you. And I wonder, how does a director or an actor find new ways for something so familiar to keep challenging and exciting you?
Well, one of the challenges of doing a show that you know, well, in this show particular, we have added in some extra characters. We had so much talent when we had our auditions that there were people we couldn't turn away. I mean, it was just, their voices were outstanding. Their acting and their audition was fantastic. So what I've done with the choreographer, Del Kincaid, is that we strategized and found ways that where can we put people in and help add to this story of Hairspray. John Waters says that Baltimore is the place for all of the crazy people in the South back in the 60s during the Civil Rights Movement. That what they did was they loaded up the car, and they drove as far north as they could until they ran out of gas, and all the crazy people ended up in Baltimore. And so we've tried to kind of fill in the stage with a lot of these fun, whack Baltimore characters. That's just one example of a way that I've had fun challenging myself and bringing new life to a show that I know so well.
You're from the South. You're from Alabama. You've spent a lot of time here, went to college here, but you've spent a lot of time, obviously, in New York since, you said, 2003, so you have a unique perspective on this. How do you think Hairspray plays in the South specifically? Did you notice anything with Southern audiences as you toured nationally? And do you feel like Southern companies bring anything different to staging the play?
Sure. I was just telling somebody this story the other day. When we were on tour, we played in Montgomery, and we drove down I-65, and as you know, there's that gigantic Confederate flag on the way to Montgomery, and none of the black actors in the show had ever seen that monument before, and the bus got you're really quiet. And so doing Hairspray in the South, when we were on tour, it had a little edge to it. But despite the fact that this show has got lots of poppy music and hummable songs and bright costumes and big wigs, there's also a message to Hairspray. And the message is about integration and about prejudice and about not when you get told no the first time and doing what's right, even in the face of armed guards and mean people. So for me, it's been truly educational to come back to the South and to do the show in the South. It's a way to remind our audiences about where we've been and a message for how to keep moving forward. And it's been great to do some history lessons with the cast here. We were in rehearsals during Bloody Tuesday, the 50th anniversary of Bloody Tuesday. And so we had a whole talk about that. And the Voter Rights Act was a 50th anniversary also this summer, so we talked about that. And it's been interesting to see how some of the older actors in the play have been able to educate the younger actors who didn't know anything about Bloody Tuesday or the Voters' Rights Act. It's been a wonderful experience on that level. For this play opens up dialogue with not only the actors, but also with our audiences. We're doing a talk back on the 25th, and we've invited several council members to come and participate. And on the 24th, Dr. Trudier Harris is going to come and speak before the show about the themes and the message of Hairspray.
You mentioned how big of a production Hairspray is, and I wonder from your perspective, why is it important that smaller companies, or at least companies in smaller markets relative to New York and other larger markets, keep on putting on larger productions like Hairspray, even though they might not have as many resources and you might have to get a little more creative in how you stage the production? Why is it important to keep doing that?
Well, not only is it important because of the message of the show, but I think it's a great, it's one of these shows that anyone can be a part of. You know, it has older actors and older characters. You've got younger characters that are in it. It casts a wide net over who can be in the show. And the other thing about it is that for an audience, it's something that's familiar. So from an audience standpoint and from a ticket sales standpoint, you know, it's easy to promote the show. And the play itself is very inclusive. It deals with racism and prejudice towards fat people, prejudice towards black people. There's also a man in drag. So, I mean, it really casts a wide net. And does so with a very tongue-in-cheek, fun humor kind of outer shell, but at the core is this great, great message that audiences need to hear about acceptance and about standing up for what's right.
Michael, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it and hope you have a great run with the play. I know people are really going to enjoy it in this community.
Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.